Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story this half hour. Today, the first day Illinois seniors can schedule COVID vaccine appointments at the United Center mass vaccination site. But many trying to get through encountered some problems, at least on the phone. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is asking for patience amid the frustration. Here's WBBM political editor Craig Delamore.
Dr. Allison Arwood, he says the telephone registration system for the United Center mass vaccination site can handle 600 calls at a time, but it was temporarily overwhelmed by a huge crush of people. But the system's up and running and people should keep calling. Mayor Lightfoot expressed similar sentiments at an unrelated appearance in Chatham.
What I know is about 6,000 people have already registered through the phone and through ZocDoc, the online application. I would just ask people to be patient.
As she points out, it's the first opportunity for appointments at the UC, and a lot of enthusiastic people want shots. She says people should be patient both with the phone lines and online platforms. Craig Delamore, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A Chicago congressman says the federal government needs to come to the rescue of gyms and fitness centers, many of which, he says, might not survive the pandemic.
Fifth District Congressman Mike Quigley says it's more important than ever now to help gyms and fitness centers stay in business.
What the health officials tell us is the healthier you are facing the pandemic, the more likely you are to recover. We're closing these gyms, and many of them were not allowed to be opening. Many of them are going to go out of business at a time when people need to be healthy as possible.
Quigley says COVID restrictions have already led to nearly 1.5 million lost jobs in the fitness industry, with another 700,000 expected by summer unless gyms and fitness centers get aid. Quigley's bill would provide $30 billion in aid to the fitness industry. He says he's confident it will pass on its own or as part of a larger COVID relief package. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Students at a middle school in Palos Park are reinforcing the safety message of, if you see something, say something.
Palos South Middle School had Our Community Cannot Mask Our Excitement About Say Something Week on Tuesday.
Yesterday was We Stand Up For Each Other Wednesday. We had little hearts that were pledge hearts that our students signed, vowing to say something.
Vice Principal Megan Dornbos says tomorrow is Fly Together Friday, and today is Thank Your Trusted Adult Thursday. Trusted adults like police and firefighters greeted arriving students this morning. Principal Stu Rosensky says students are encouraged to tell trusted adults about anything that could be harmful to anyone. And he says they do.
They'll let us know of things that are maybe happening on social media outside of school, you know, and potentially taking screenshots.
This week is inspired by the Sandy Hook Promise Organization. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Given the red light camera is said to be a revenue generator for the city of Chicago, the Illinois Policy Institute says revenue projections estimate the cameras will generate $2.7 million for $35 tickets in the full year, bringing to about $95 million for the city. There were some over 52,000 red light warning notices to motorists in the first week of Mayor Lightfoot's stricter speeding ticket policy.
Fans of the Cubs and White Sox are still waiting to find out if they'll be able to root for their teams in person on opening day.
The roar of the crowd will follow the crack of the bat at Busch Stadium in St. Louis and the newly christened American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers' home opener is scheduled for April 1st. The team announced it reached a deal with local health officials that capped ballpark capacity at 25%. The Cardinals reached a deal with the city of St. Louis to limit ballpark capacity to 32% for their home opener on April 8th. The Cubs and White Sox are still waiting on approval from the city of Chicago. Mayor Lightfoot has said it is likely fans will be allowed back into ballparks sometime during the season. The Bulls and Blackhawks are playing their games without fans at the United Center. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago police are searching for the man who shot two men this morning in Inglewood and 800 West 70th. Police say the gunman was arguing with one man when he shot him in the chest. That man remains in critical condition this afternoon. The other victim was grazed in the back by a bullet as he sat in a nearby vehicle.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.